Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Here at Good Shepherd, throughout the season of Epiphany, we've been journeying through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Interestingly enough, today on Ash Wednesday, our gospel reading picks up largely where we left off, with Jesus warning his disciples to beware of practicing their piety before others in order to be seen by them. Now, some of you may point out that that seems to be exactly what we're doing today. Wearing ashes on our foreheads at the beginning of the season of Lent. And when we do so, aren't we showing off? Aren't we trying to stand out in front of others, practicing our piety before others in order to be seen by them? Or is this just some weird secret Lutheran church ritual that only some Christians participate in? Well, to answer those things, let me say that there are three good reasons why Lutherans go to church, and many other Christians do, to receive ashes on their foreheads on Ash Wednesday. First of all, the ashes remind us of something we tend to forget too easily, that we are sinful. And second, the ashes remind us of our mortality. And finally, the ashes remind us that by God's grace, we've been redeemed, and allow us to go with Jesus throughout our lives. First, ever since ancient times, God's people have used ashes as a sign of humble repentance. And that tradition was carried on by the early church and remains an important tradition today. When you and I willingly have ashes placed on our foreheads, we admit that we are sinners and we are in desperate need of God's grace. We're admitting not only that we've sinned against our neighbors, but against God Himself. And those ashes demonstrate that without God, we don't have a chance. The ashes remind the wearer of our need every single day to repent and confess, that we might turn our lives back to God again and again, and that God's forgiving grace would wash us clean. The ashes serve as a tangible, visible sign to ourselves, and yes, to others, that we fail to love God as we've been loved. Second, the ashes also remind us of our mortality, which, if you know your scripture, is a direct result of God's condemnation for sin. God said to Adam, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." The ashes we receive remind us solemnly that the price of sin is death, and that death is inescapable. As those ashes are placed on our foreheads, we're faced with a literally grave reality that we all die. And when we do, we return to the soil from which God first called humanity into being. Our time is short, and death waits for no one. The act of imposing ashes is almost literally rubbing our noses in the fact of our mortality. Today, many people feel as if they're invincible. It's easy to feel like we're on the top of the world. We're capable of doing anything that we desire. We're in charge of our lives. And we may keep ourselves busy doing good things, but we fail to recognize that in reality, we're all dead men walking. People don't like to think about death. Our culture has sterilized death so that we can avoid it at every opportunity. Death is uncomfortable. And that's why the ashes we receive are important, because they're a physical reminder that God created us from the dust of the earth, and that one day, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, we shall return whence we came. That's what we say at the graveside. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Those ashes remind us that we are merely mortal and that God is sovereign, not us. And that God has the last word about our situation. Thanks be to God. Oddly enough, those ashes also tell us the good news of the gospel, because the ashes aren't just smeared randomly on us, but they're given in the shape of a cross. And when we receive those ashes in the shape of a cross, we remind ourselves that our Lord Jesus took on our humanity, was sinless and became our sin before God, and that he was crucified on a cross for you and for me. And through his death, the power of sin and death was destroyed. In only a matter of days, he rose and conquered the grave. He destroyed the lasting power of sin and death for you and for me. We wear that cross proudly because that we've been claimed as God's own. We are his. And God has created a new life in each of us. He's claimed us as his own, redeemed us, made us clean and new through that cross. And through that cross, there's life. And so simultaneously, we're reminded of our mortality, but we're also reminded of our new life in Christ, in the shape of a cross, proclaiming the good news that through it all, we are loved and accepted and forgiven, and walking with God day by day. Now you may notice that in Lutheran tradition, the Lord's Supper generally follows immediately after receiving ashes. We who were once dead in our sins, who deserved to die, come to the Lord's table literally wearing the cross of Christ, and there at that table we are given forgiveness and life and salvation. Those of us who know we deserve nothing from God receive the new life that is found through his body and blood, through the bread and wine. Our Lord Jesus raises us up to be part of his family, marked with the cross of Christ, strengthened through God's mercy, to go forth into the world and proclaim the good news and to proclaim it through our actions. Again and again, we fail, but yet God lifts us up and sends us out with that good news. Now, we don't do this to receive any glory or recognition. We certainly don't do it to practice our piety before others in order to be seen by them. But we do these things to be clear where we really stand before God. We are sinful, mortal creatures who are continually reliant only upon the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who took up the cross for our sake and conquered the grave for us so that we might turn our hearts and lives back to God every single day. It is interesting, the ashes we receive are traditionally made out of palm branches used previously on Palm Sunday. In fact, the ones we use today were quite gloriously produced by our seventh grade confirmands, who seemed to like burning things. But nevertheless, those palm branches remind us, too, of that time when Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on the last day of his life, and people welcomed him gladly, and by the end of the week, they were shouting, "Crucify," and turning their backs on him. This, too, serves as a powerful reminder that we, all of us, are sinful and that death is real. But if we wait, Easter is coming. New life is coming. Hope and grace and forgiveness is coming. So come, have some ashes. Have a taste of bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, because you're welcome. All are in need of salvation, and may our loving Lord use those ashes of our past to create in us new hearts and new lives, the ones that he's promised for us all along. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.